the owner of your former favorite team made a comment about kicking some giant ass.
Did he really?
Visit Cowboy Stadium. Just thought what you think about that.
Don't have any thoughts. Obviously, you know, we have to line up and play the game, so... I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to line up and play a game against the Cowboys twice this season, and we'll see what happens.
You rehearsed that a little bit, or what?
Yeah, I kind of practiced it on the way in.
Okay, now, you do the salsa in the end zone. You can't celebrate with other players. How about doing the tango with the football?
I don't know how well that will work with my grandmother, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what we can come up with.
How different is this camp for you compared to last year, where you were still flying under the radar a little bit?
It's a little different. You know, I'm coming in. I've obviously done some good things last year, and I just got to come in and be somewhat of a leader in the receiving core. Obviously, with Hakeem sidelined a little bit with his foot, I just got to show that, you know, what this receiving core is all about for the young guys, and you know, just keep my production high and keep doing what I was doing last year.
That seems like very different approach, though, from last year, I would assume.
I agree. Definitely a different approach, but, you know, it's something that's kind of fallen onto my shoulders, and it is what it is. You know, I was fortunate enough to come in last year and have an opportunity to play and make some big plays and some plays that really helped my team win some ball games. So now I'm at a point where I just got to continue to do that, and I've become somewhat of a leader in the receiving corps.
When the news kind of trickles to you guys about Terrell the other day, I mean, what's the mood? I mean, does it change right away? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man, because, you know, he works so hard to get back. I work out with him. We work at the same facility in Jersey from time to time, and see him coming in and working hard and really doing what he wanted to do to get back healthy and stuff like that, and to see him just go down again with that injury, man, it hurts. It's painful, but, you know, at the same time, it's part of the game, man. It's unfortunate, but you got to just hold everybody accountable, make sure all the other guys that were backing him up are, know their responsibilities, know their plays, and are able to fill that void that T2 left behind. But, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery.
You've run some one-on-one stuff against Prince. Even on Monday, you guys went at it a little bit. What's your impression of where Prince is today versus maybe where he was last year?
I think it's a big difference. I think last year he was kind of a little tentative, just wondering what, the NFL was really all about, being that he missed, he missed a couple games early on in that season. But he's doing well. You know, he's doing good. He's physical. He's definitely has great footwork and great. He has great great hands and stuff off the ball. So it's just good to see him getting his reins and getting his footing back and just wanting to keep that up.